Hello, I'm Andy Goddard, and I'm back again to give a wonderful announcement, which is that we have hit our £10,000 stretch goal, and we will be making Rudyard Ruins Summer for your wonderful, generous ears next year. We cannot thank you enough. It's incredible that this has happened so quickly. Now, a couple of things to announce. Next Sunday, like I said on the last episode, we have a live show at the London Podcast Festival where we'll be giving a sneak peek of Season 3. If you live in London and you fancy popping down, or if you fancy a trip to London over the weekend, then we are there on the Sunday, and there are plenty of the wonderful shows you can go and see over the course of that weekend. The last bit of really exciting news that I get to give you today is that we have added another stretch goal to our Kickstarter, which is that if we hit £15,000, we will make another episode to go out on the main feed, which will be a Halloween special. So unlike all of the other Kickstarter stretch goals and specials, these won't be just going out to Kickstarter backers. They'll be going out to everyone as a thank you for helping us on our way so far. In addition to that, all of the money that we have raised so far has gone into the studio version of our show, that being paying the actors who turn up to do the recordings and the technicians and all of those things and the studio hire and all of that stuff. And a lot of the money for that, outside of the Kickstarter, has come from the Wooden Overcoats live shows that happen on the way, which has left us thoroughly indebted to a number of talented and generous actors who give their time during when the season goes out for free so that we can raise enough money to do the main series. And now we want to give something back. So, at £15,000, we will do a new episode for you, a Halloween special, and we will also divert some of that money into making Wooden Overcoats Live its own self-sustaining endeavour. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce The Full Works by Alex Lynch, the very last of our fun fragments for this Kickstarter. Thank you very much.
Fun Fragments of Wooden Overcoats. Rudyard faces construction disruption in The Full Works by Alex Lynch.
I said we can bury him on Tuesday, Miss Rosencrantz. Sorry, could you say that again? We've got some work going on outside. Sit outside. Outside, Miss Rosencrantz. No, I don't want you to go outside. I'm just saying... Hello? Hello? Come back, Miss Rosen... Oh, the only customer all day and I can't even hear her. What was that, Madeline? I don't know. It's building works, scaffolding, underground pipes. They've shut off the water again.
Is necessary? You're driving my mouse to distraction.
Georgie!
Right, I've spoken to the head honcho. He said they're going to have to jack and bore the access chamber and then push around the pipes to bury the dead man under the doghouse while the scaffolders organise the cherry pickers, fix the birdcage and check the counterweight before they can even begin to think about adding the bosun's chair.
And what does the bosun have to say about that?
Well, they asked him when the drilling will stop.
And?
They don't know.
Perfect.
I kind of also got into a violent altercation with three of them. They were being sexist. They're not anymore.
Well, Madeline got catcalled the other day.
Catcalled? Who by?
A cat.
Sleazebags. Ignore them, Madeline. Don't give them the satisfaction. How's Antigone?
Sounds like business as usual.
Christ!
Hello.
Corpses flopping out of their coffins. My instruments are all over the floor and I've just tipped an entire vat of embalming fluid all over myself.
Why?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, good. I thought you'd gone mad.
It's the construction work. It's rattling the entire mortuary.
So your stiffs aren't stiff.
It isn't funny. Stop it!
Antigone.
I can't focus in the mortuary. I shall work up here.
Hang on. That wouldn't mean...
I'm getting Mr. Rosencrantz.
Fuck. What's the purpose of all this anyway? The whole square's a construction site.
Sir, I know it's a massive undertaking, but the mayor wants the new bench installed as soon as possible.
You're his secretary. You should know about these things so you can warn us in advance.
I did, sir. I told you 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I can't remember everything that people said to me 2 weeks ago.
That's why I wrote it in your calendar.
I have a calendar.
I went out and bought you a calendar, and then I wrote in it.
Well, I can't remember everything that's written down in my calendar.
Well, that's why I also recorded our conversation on tape.
Sir, in 2 weeks, going to be doing construction work in the square outside.
Thanks for telling me, Georgie. I'm not likely to forget that in a hurry.
Good Lord, is that how I sound?
I'm Rudyard Funn, and this is my voice.
Well, is there nothing we can do?
Right, your voice? Maybe you could speak like this.
About the noise.
Oh, don't worry, I've got that covered. Here.
A yogurt?
It's got natural herbs and vitamins to reduce anxiety.
Does it?
Yeah. I've read it off the back of something, probably a yogurt.
Right. Get out of the way.
You can't bring a body up here.
Yes, I can.
That's right. Dump it on the counter. Very attractive. Welcome to Funn Funerals. Come in, have a browse. Don't mind the decomposing posting.
Shut up, Rudyard. I've got a splitting headache, severe dehydration, and I haven't been able to wash in days.
Nothing new there.
Rudyard!
Georgie, why didn't you stock us up on bottled water?
Don't worry, Georgie. I'll stock up on bottled water, or my name isn't Rudyard Funn. And this is my voice.
I should have my own series.
Oh, why can't the bony-handed Duchess take me now?
Hey, look on the bright side. No matter how bad it gets out there, Eric's bound to be suffering just as badly.
That's a point. If we keep that in our heads, we might just about get through this.
Morning, Funns.
Georgie, just came by to see how you're all faring with the construction works. Deafening outside, isn't it?
We're not worried. In fact, we're so busy, we've barely noticed the drilling. Or the demolition. Or Radio 1.
Now, how about you, Eric? It's very stressful with the noise, thirst, general misery.
No. Ever since we had the double glazing installed, you can barely hear a thing.
Oh.
I know this guy, Graham. He sorted us out before they all got started.
But how are you doing without water?
We've got our own reservoir.
Of course you have.
Also installed by Graham. He put our steam baths in, too.
What a treasure.
I know! Tell you what, if things do get too much, I know the chief engineer working on the pipes outside.
Is it Graham?
It is, it's Graham.
Christ!
I'd be happy to ask him to halt things for a couple of hours so you lot can get some work done.
I suppose that could actually be...
No need, Chapman. We get the body and the coffin in the ground on time, regardless of our surroundings. Always swiftly learning to adopt and adapt. In fact, tell them they can be even louder. We can cope with anything.
Well, that does seem counterproductive. But okay, sure. Enjoy yourselves.
Graham! You saw those two gangs from those two ways yet? I've done construction work a long time ago!
Well, I think we showed him.
I will bury you.
Right! That does it. I'm going to give those people a piece of my mind.
I would strongly advise you against that, sir.
I'll say, now look here! Our job is to prepare the deceased with dignity and integrity, and you're showing a complete lack of respect for the dead. And if you ignore me, I shall bring this matter to the highest authorities in Piffling Vale. How many of them are out there, Georgie?
12. And they're all pretty big.
Well then, that's what I'll say.
Go on then.
I have said it.
What good is it saying it to us? Go and say it to them.
Oh, I don't think I need to do that.
What?
The important thing is I got it off my chest. Gosh, I do feel better now.
There's a cement mixer outside. Why don't you go and stick your head in it?
Okay. Let's just calm down. Antigone, have a yogurt.
I don't want a sodden yogurt. Oh, for God's sake, we all just bloody sodden. Shut up! There. We just needed to assert ourselves. Clearly.
Good going.
We don't need Chapman and his favours.
Need some more dynamite, Graham?
Pass me a yogurt, Georgie.
Sure.
Mr. Rosencrantz's arm has fallen off.
Shut up, Rudyard!
The Full Works was written by Alex Lynch and was performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard, Beth Eyre as Antigone, Tom Crowley as Eric, and Kira Baxendale as Georgie, with additional voices by Holly Campbell. The script was edited by David K. Barnes and the music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.